I am so busy chatting to my next guest coming up because I love chatting to him because he's a fantastic musician and composer. Now, he was on the show a couple of months ago. It's Jack Marks, and he was coming in then to talk about the Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra, who played one of his pieces for the King's coronation. So, good morning.
Good morning.
And what was the piece called? Coronation Suite.
Yeah, that's right, Coronation Suite.
That was it. And how did that go? Because you'd written this piece and then the orchestra played it.
Yeah, it was a really amazing experience, and I think because a lot of the orchestral writing was really quite epic, it really did come through in the orchestra, and it was really exciting to hear.
And what response did it get from the audience?
I think everyone really enjoyed playing it and also listening to it as well. And you'll be able to actually listen to it on my YouTube channel, just Jack Marks Music, you should be able to find it.
But now you're coming back to talk about an online music education website that you are doing from scratch yourself.
Yeah, so I'll be making this website where any composers who want to learn how to write for orchestral instruments will be able to learn what different instruments sound like. So for example, with string instruments, that's what I'll be starting with because that's like the backbone of the orchestra. You'll be able to, on this library, you'll be able to access each individual instrument, so like violins, violas, cello, basses, and within those you'll be able to find out every single possible technique. But that's another thing as well, because I have to kind of figure out where the boundary is to stop, otherwise it could like almost become infinite as well.
Yeah.
But obviously I want to cover as much as possible and what there's demand for as well. So I think starting with like a large chunk of all of the relatively basic to slightly more advanced things would be a good starting place.
Yeah.
And I think one thing which would be quite useful for composers as well is to actually hear all of these techniques very simply going up and down all the way on top of the strings, because then you know whether certain things work in certain points of the instrument as well, because obviously certain things aren't going to work quite as well. And I think just knowing everything, you'll be able to see where things really do sound good on the instruments, and you'll be able to learn how to do that and take advantage of it.
And how long does it take? Because that's one instrument. Just say you've got a violin, and then if you've got a violin and you want the cello to play at the same time, and then you might want, I don't know, I'm just trying to think, flutes, that way flute, or what's the other one, the oboe? If you're putting those, I don't know whether you would put them all together, but they've all got different, as you said, different registers and different ways of playing. So is that would be helpful for somebody to know to actually be able to put those together?
Yeah, so that's the thing as well to think about the library, is that I think starting with each individual instrument would be the simplest way to start, because there's like 30 plus at least a minimum different orchestral instruments. Mm. And so there's like tons of different combinations to do within that. So I think just having it starting very simply with each individual instrument would be a good place, and then eventually down the line I can include if there's like particular standard orchestral combinations of instruments, then that would be really useful for composers as well. But obviously then that takes a lot more resources, because I'd need a much larger recording studio and a lot more players to do that. So that's something to think about for the future. But
and these are all going to be live, these are not synthesized?
Yeah, all live musicians. Yeah.
We like them alive.
Yeah, definitely.
You were saying about funding, because this sounds like, is this something that could go into schools as well?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. I think the way I want to do it is start with giving it to, or promoting it towards students in like conservatoire kind of level and A-level levels, and then push it towards all the teachers who teach music so that then they can actually use it alongside teaching. And then that can infiltrate into schools as well, and there could be some sort of like packages where schools will be able to access everything for like a monthly membership or a yearly membership, and that'll give you unlimited access to all of the content. And also the other thing as well, which is quite useful, is that I'll be continuously updating and expanding it. So I want to have a strong feedback system where people can give suggestions about things they want to see, or things in the current product they want to change slightly.
Yeah.
So that it really will be able to like continuously expand as well, and that's what you get access to.
And you're writing the whole thing. So he's not getting somebody else to come in to do the website. You're developing it from the ground up.
Yeah, so I'll be making the website, doing all of the recording, everything.
Wow. And we were saying off air that probably the reason I have problems ever reading music is because music and maths are very interlinked. So to do what you do is kind of, that is the flip side, isn't it, really? Doing music and then being able to doing like coding and all the rest of it. That's so clever.
Yeah, well, I'm actually doing it in a way where very little coding is required. So I'm quite sneaky about that. But I think just having it all very clearly laid out and very, very simple to use, I think the user experience is one thing which I'm really am very focused on, is making it as easy to use as possible.
Yeah.
Because that is what it is.
And when you write yourself, when you're actually composing, and you might be doing strings and other instruments, mixing like cello, whatever it is, do you actually just notate it and you can hear that in your head, or do you play something on the piano and think, ah, this is where I want it to go?
Yeah, I think I use a little bit of a hybrid approach to it. Some times when I'm composing, I'll actually sit down and just sit straight from the piano. Then other times I will imagine it beforehand. But in the last few years or so, I think I've leaned more towards actually writing straight from the piano and then kind of imagining as I'm going along where I want things to go. And I think last time I was talking about like handwriting everything as well, and I found that to be really useful to see the overall shape of the piece as well.
Yeah.
That's just something I've kind of developed in the last like 4 years of being at the college.
So that is part of Jack Marx's Coronation Suite, as you heard. That is about 11 and a half minutes long, isn't it?
Yes.
But that is, do you know what? I got a bit overwhelmed then. I just looked at Lawrence. Lawrence thought I was all going to collapse. But it's overwhelming, the amount of... I can't even comprehend how you do this. That's how overwhelming it is. It must just be amazing for your family and friends and... to sort of sit there and go, my gosh, look what he's done.
Yeah, it does take a hell of a lot of learning because you need to know how every instrument works inside out pretty much. And like composers like Ravel spent like at least minimum 10 years really studying orchestration to know how to write for everything properly. So it's a very like lifetime long experience of learning.
And what is the goal for you? Is there an orchestra that you kind of would like to... I know you're with the Brentwood Philharmonic, but is it a bit like being with a producer and you'd like to work with this producer and that producer? So is there another sort of orchestra? What would be the dream to do for you?
I think working with like the London Symphony Orchestra, London Philharmonic, would be really amazing. And either having recording sessions with film music or in concert, have concert music performed, that would be really amazing.
Yeah.
In 2024, I'd like to start a master's in composition for screen. So that's where I'll be able to explore all of that.
Listen, this, you could have this. They should have used you on Raiders of the Lost Ark. Bit of nice payday. That's awesome. Do go and check out his page, which is Jack Marx. You'll find Coronation Suite, and subscribe. It's awesome, Jack.
Thank you.
Be very proud of yourself. It's good, isn't it, Lawrence? Yeah. Amazing. With the website, where can people actually go? It's not live at the moment, but it will be.
So it is live at the moment.
Oh, it is.
It's just ultimatesoundlibrary.com.
Yep.
And you'll be able to see a little bit of information about it and also the funding page to help kickstart the whole process of creating it.
Yep, so if you want to get involved with that, as Jack said, we will put all the details up on the website so you can click through. Just one more mention again for the website.
ultimatesoundlibrary.com.
There we go. Very good. Lovely to see you again. Come in when you've got some more music and keep us updated with the website as
Definitely. Sounds good.